And I did it again. That second segment, we're supposed to give away tickets. And I missed it. I apologize. Do that real quick. It is for Arizona Diamondbacks tickets. This is August 2nd. We'll host the Nationals, and it's a 6:40 first pitch. The trivia question, you text the answer to 411-923, and we pick a random right winner. Text to 411-923. What animal is featured in our listener image of our home maintenance calendar this month? Our home maintenance calendar, we always put in pictures from that our listeners submit, and you can do that now for the 2020 calendar. If you've got a great wildlife or landscape, outdoor picture, you can email that to info@rosieonthehouse.com, and our listeners vote on it. What animal is it that's in our home maintenance calendar this month?
For Diamondback tickets.
Gary had it. It stumped Gary for a second.
Oh.
Because it's a baby.
Okay. Very good.
So text that answer to 411-923, and we'll pick a random right winner. Real quick, before we get to our weekly to-do, we've got the museum fire that's burning in Flagstaff. They've got risk of flooding. And if you need sandbags, CAF News, our radio affiliate in Flagstaff, CAF Country Legends, just sent out a notice that, and a picture. They have hundreds of sandbags at Coconino High School. Just come by, pick it up. They'll load you up, take it to your home. If you're in one of the areas in your home is in risk of flooding, you can stack these up against your doorways, make perimeters, redirect your drainage. They've got sandbags available at Coconino High School.
And that brings us to hashtag shift happens. Bob, that's absolutely, that's cute, I think.
There we go. There we go. Now we got your mic.
What is hashtag shift happens?
Well, you know, we just sort of realized that it seems like all the house shift at one point or another, and it happens, you know?
It does. And that's y'all's hashtag at Arizona Foundation Solutions.
That's correct.
And Bob, we've known each other for a long time, and your evolution of technology and your creative problem solving character has really evolved into an incredible operation.
Yep, I have fabricators and mechanics that are always putting my ideas into reality all the time.
And congratulations on your recent award for, what is that, Sun Devil?
Sun Devil 100, yes.
Yeah. And that's for one of the fastest growing companies owned by a Sun Devil alum?
ASU alum, that's correct, yeah.
Fantastic. So Arizona Foundation Solution started as?
Well, we started as Arizona Repair Masons, evolved into Arizona Ramjack, and then we eventually named ourselves Arizona Foundation Solutions.
And you've personally designed a lot of the techniques y'all use to solve Arizona homeowners' problems.
Correct. I'm always looking at what problems are out there and how can we help homeowners. And we're constantly evolving that. I've got probably 7 or 8 projects on the drawing board right now that I'm working on.
Okay. And you're currently involved. We've said it a lot, and you're the one that taught this to me. Whenever we get a phone call about, my foundation's cracking, my doors won't open or won't close, or my sliding window no longer operates, everybody jumps to the conclusion, my house is settling.
Right. That's the natural thing. I mean, the house is supposed to weigh a lot, right? So it's got to be sinking in the ground. In the desert areas, that's generally not always true. I mean, it's probably more likely that you have heaving, and people have a hard time wrapping their head around that because it's kind of counterintuitive.
It's an incredible force.
It really is. We had some areas on the west side of town where the clay soils presented 28,000 PSI. I mean, that's enough to rip any concrete apart.
Any concrete. Well, I mean, we designed our new home footings to carry about 2,000 PSI.
Yeah, 2,000-3,000 PSI. That's right.
That's it. And you're seeing clay soils exerting 10 times that much pressure.
That's right.
Well, let's talk about this expansive. On our webpage, you actually provided us with a color-coded map of the immediate valley area.
Right.
But this isn't a problem unique just to the valley.
Oh, yeah. You have clay soils everywhere, all across the nation and around the world.
And there's some really particularly hotbed areas in Arizona.
Right. So, you know, clays get deposited through floods generally. And so usually you find them in the plain areas like Gilbert. They're just a natural deposit that occurs in different layers.
And they make a great surface to construct a home on, as long as
you don't get any water in there.
You got to keep it dry.
Or you got to keep it constant, let's put it that way. Changes, either wetter or drier, cause problems.
Okay. And so how would you guide a homeowner who hasn't seen any, that may find themselves within this clay soil map area thinking, uh-oh, I got problems down the road. How would you coach them to prepare for it and how to avoid the problem?
So the key is try to think like nature. You know, if this is a desert to begin with, then we want to probably keep the soil under your house like a desert. You know, if you're up in Sholo, that may not be the case, right? So you got to think of the area that you're in. If you're in the desert areas, which is where most of our population is, then you're going to want to try to do things to keep water from getting underneath the foundation. Things like, you know, putting up rain gutters, getting good drainage. You know, it doesn't really do any good to put a rain gutter up if it dumps all your water right next to your house. You got to get it piped away. Otherwise, you're just making the problem worse.
And how far away from the house would you like to see it?
I like to see it 20 feet away.
20 feet? Okay.
20 feet, yeah. So I, whenever
we... But you can't put... But if your property line is 12 feet away, you can't dump it onto your neighbor's yard.
Correct. And you can't just like discharge it into the street. They don't like that.
Yeah.
So there's limits as to what you can do, but we've got good solutions. We've got good engineers. And whenever we install a gutter system, we have our engineers design the drainage to go along with it to minimize the impact on the house.
So we're grading and draining the water away from the foundation of the house.
Right. Now,
how about these folks that have 3-foot planters right up against the outside wall of the house?
That's not a good idea.
It's a horrible idea.
Yeah, it causes lots of problems. Now, just keep in mind that even if you do really good drainage, if you already have a dome heave in your house and you put gutters on and drain it, you're actually going to, make the edges drier? Well, if you've got a dome heave, the edges are already drier. And that's where our moisture level system can help out a little bit.
Talk about the moisture system.
So the moisture level system is a system that's designed to ventilate the soils underneath the house. And we bring dry air in. And
Don't blush when I tell people, this is ingenious.
It's a cool idea.
And you created it.
That's right. I patented it and developed it. And it basically dries out those soils underneath the house when they're already too wet.
So a homeowner calls you, my house is settling. You go out and do a manometer.
Correct.
And that draws a topographical map of the floor surface of the house, and you find out where your house isn't settling, it's actually heaving, and there were very few corrective protocols for that in the past.
Right. It's always been
fix the drainage. It wasn't pretty.
Yeah. It's always been fix the drainage, which by itself, if you think about it, if you've got a dome heave, you're actually going to exacerbate the problem. You're going to dry it out on the edges. Now, eventually, it's a good idea to keep water from getting underneath, but you know, for the first few years, you're going to make it worse by doing that all by itself.
So y'all are going to install a way to ventilate that soil below the slab with very little or no invasive saw cutting and pounding and big messes, and you're going to ventilate that space, exit it up above the roof,
right,
and bring the moisture level down to where, if it's heaving, you've actually seen homes once dried out, the heave relieves itself.
Yeah, it minimizes. That's correct. And the idea is, again, to put the soil back to natural state. And so you're bringing in the natural dry air from the outside. It ventilates those soils like it did when there was no house there, just like it has been for the last 200,000 or 300,000 years. You put it in a state of natural equilibrium.
I tell people, look, not only do we not like raised planters up against your house, for a lot of reasons. You know, the 3-foot raised planter, you're introducing moisture above the floor line. That weatherproofing, waterproofing that the contractor originally installed is going to wear down sooner or later. I don't even like people to... I think the only thing that should be planted within 3-foot perimeter of your house foundation is a rock garden.
Yeah, or, you know, silk plants or maybe desert plants that don't need watering, right? That's okay.
Nothing up against the foundation. All your sprinklers should be away.
Right.
There shouldn't be anything introducing moisture in and around the immediate vicinity of your foundations.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And people hate me when I tell
everybody
them
everybody hates that advice, you know. But, you know, and if you don't live on clays, it may be not a big deal, right? But if you do, you got to be really careful.
Well, how would someone get an enlarged version of this map that we've got on our website?
Well, you can go right to our website. We publish that right on our website.
And that website?
FoundationRepairWithRosie.com.
Okay. And so the red areas will give an indication of where the clays are more highly concentrated.
Right. Now, just bear in mind that that map is by the National Soil Conservation Service is only mapping the upper 5 feet of clays. So if your home builder or developer goes in and takes off 20 feet of soil and you got clays below that, it's not going to show up on that map and you're still going to have a big problem. So the map is not everything, but it does help.
That's great advice, because a lot of these master plan communities, they're moving a lot of dirt.
Well, yeah, that happened on the west side of town where they moved 20 feet of soil and it was a big problem.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a phone call you hate to get. That's a phone call you hate to get. So the clay soils in the areas, and I'm not trained at this, what I know about the industry, I've learned from you. When we build a house, we have this one main trench that comes from the sewer tap and from the water meter that
right.
goes in under the foundation of the house, and that's the utility trench.
Right.
I've gotten to where I'm extremely vigilant on how that gets backfilled.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And nobody wants to compact it super well because they're afraid of breaking all the pipes.
Right.
And that's the easiest place for moisture to get in. So we want to make sure we try to eliminate or minimize the amount of moisture that comes in through that trench.
When we build the house, we create that
That's right.
condition.
Yep.
And you've got to uncreate it on your way back out.
That's right.
So it's an area that we see a lot. As a matter of fact, I've gotten, in the last couple of years, we've done additions near where that utility trench is. And we've been able to excavate down, and I've taken pictures. It's just like a geological cross-section. You can just see the trench, and the trench may be 40 years old.
Yeah, and it's still conducting moisture right on in.
I mean, it's just a conduit.
Yep.
It absolutely is. So in the clay soil situation, you've got certain areas. I call it developer's gold, contractor's gold. It's just the beautiful Northern Scottsdale decomposed granite.
Right.
You know, you dig it, it's rock solid, it's not going anywhere. It may fill your house with radon, but that's a whole nother issue.
Well, and you have to be careful because sometimes if you have decomposed granite and it gets wet, it can consolidate really easily too.
And that would cause a collapsing
right.
situation?
Yes. I saw a house up in Troon that settled 12 inches because of that. Their pool had a leak and the house settled 12 inches. Right on that decomposed granite.
Did the whole house settle?
No, that would have been great.
Uniformly? 12 inches?
That would have been awesome because nothing would have happened. No, unfortunately, just like half the house settled and that broke it in half, basically.
What do you do with a situation like that, Bob?
Well, we'll have to talk about it after this. We can do a lot of things at Rosie on the House, but we can't stop the clock.